Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Barbecue Shop Talk. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's edition of Barbecue Shop Talk right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. I want to wish everyone out there a happy new year. I hope it's gotten started off to a great start for each and every one of you out there. We thank you for tuning in tonight. Give you a call in numbers 347-202-0263. Again, that's 347-202-0263. You can also reach us on BarbecueSuperstars.com, or you can catch us on Facebook at Barbecue Shop Talk. We would like to thank some sponsors that are starting out the new year and ended last year with us. Barbecue Superstars, of course, Daryl Mass, does a wonderful job with his website in the barbecue community out here as at large. I'd like to thank him for his efforts there for last year, and he's got some big plans for the coming new year, I know, as well as Tim and I here with Barbecue Shop Talk. I'd also like to thank the Pork Board. We're actually doing a class later this month down in Hilton Head. A little more on that in a few minutes. I'd like to thank them for their efforts this year and their support. And we've got some exciting things coming up in 2013 working with the Pork Board. I also have Divine Design by Dee Lucas. She's doing some new web designs, some labels and so forth for Smoking Coals and Buzz's Butt Dust as we speak today, checking them out tomorrow. If you need any type of media, Divine Design is Dee Lucas. We'd also encourage you to just to take in 2013 a little more time with your family and friends and just encourage them in any way you can. Make that part of your New Year's resolution. We'd also like to thank or send a congratulations out to the USC Gamecocks. What a game on New Year's Day. And I'm going to do something I normally don't do. But we're also going to send congratulations out to the Clemson Tigers for their exciting win the night before as well. One thing we can say is Carolina did beat Clemson back in November. But anyway, we would also like to let you know about the upcoming National Barbecue Association's conference that will be held in Mobile, Alabama on February 19th through 23rd, the Evolution of Barbecue. It's held at the Renaissance River View Plaza Hotel. Special rates apply. You can check them out on their website. They're going to have a barbecue bash, some of the biggest names in barbecue, how-to-Q presentations with famed pitmasters, backyard barbecue cook-off, restaurant tour, butcher shop, and cater showcase, and also a sauce and rubs competition. And the deadline is coming up on that in 2 weeks, I believe, around the 18th, so you need to get your sauces and rubs in here very soon if you want them to be considered for this year's Awards of Excellence. Tim and I will actually be doing some classes on the 26th down in Hilton Head, on Hilton Head Island. They will be the South Carolina Young Farmers and Agribusiness Association's 65th Annual Convention, and that's being held in conjunction with the South Carolina Pork Board in their annual meeting. They'll be presenting awards for Pork Producer of the Year, Agribusiness Person of the Year, Farmer of the Year, and we'll be doing at least one workshop on Saturday at 9 o'clock and possibly the one at 2 o'clock as well. Pork products will be on the menu. They will not let us do chicken and beef. Imagine that, the Pork Board. But anyway, barbecuejudges.org, we mentioned this at the end of last year. It's a website that you can go to and check out anything you want to know about barbecue here in the States. Also, they have international pages from Australia, Ireland, England, the Caribbean, and Canada. So that's your one-stop place for barbecue judges, barbecuejudges.org. Tim, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, man. This is great to be starting, I'm calling it another year of Barbecue Shop Talk. I know we've got an actual one-year anniversary coming up here this year, but to 2013, kicking it off with the fastest half hour in barbecue. So it's great. Welcome, folks. Thanks for joining us. As Mark said, got a packed schedule coming up. Let's run over some stuff that we do have dates for now. On the SCBA page, it looks like they're starting to post and confirm a lot of the March dates. So remember, we do have a Marshall's meeting January 19th, and that's going to be at the Maurice's Barbecue. So if you're a Marshall, definitely want to check that out. Got a judges seminar February 2nd at the St. John's Methodist Church in Newberry Street in Aiken, South Carolina. So that's Newberry Street in Aiken, South Carolina. And I'm actually going to be there, so come on out and say hello, and definitely sign up for becoming a new SCBA judge. First contest of the year is going to be the Band, Brews, and Barbecue, February 22nd through the 23rd. And what we'd like to start doing on the Barbecue Shop Talk Facebook page is we're going to start a roll call page for each contest, so everybody can go in there and kind of check in and say hey and say what contests they're going to be at, and we'll chat it up and build some excitement for each event. I've already gone on there and RSVP'd for JT's Barbecue, so we'll be at the Band's Brews and Barbecue down in Port Royal, South Carolina. And then check out the dates in March. It looks like everything except the Georgia Carolina Barbecue Cook-Off in Hardeeville has a date through March. You even got some April dates that are starting to confirm up. So never too early to shoot an email to an event organizer, let them know you're interested, get a packet sent to you, and start planning out your spring schedule. I know I've got a packed one. Also let you know the March 11th through the 15th Savory Southern Barbecue class, the barbecue week-long vacation at beautiful Palm Key Resort in Hilton Head, has officially sold out. So we are sold out. The next class will be October of this year. So check out the website, and we'll put that October date up as soon as I get it ironed out. But the March 11th through 15th class has been sold out. So if you didn't get a chance to attend a wonderful week down in Palm Key Resort, a week of barbecue, definitely check out the October date. The January semester at Culinary Institute of Charleston starts Monday. We had orientation today. I'll be teaching Southern barbecue classes there starting the January semester, so Monday. Looking forward to a packed class. That class is also full. Also let you know, we'll say good luck to Brad Kay, who's participating out at an FBA event in Naples, Florida this weekend. I believe it's the Ziggy Dick's Barbecue Cook-Off. So special shout-out to Brad. Hope he does really good down there. Also, looking at the KCBS stuff, which normally we haven't been doing because just the amount of KCBS events in the state, but it's something I do want to add to the reviews coming up this year, because we do have a lot of good information coming out from our state. Looks like the KCBS Board of Directors voting is going on right now. You can vote online January 2nd through noon, January the 18th. So if you're a KCBS member here in South Carolina and you'd like to put your vote in, they should be sending you out an online ballot. Also, the Sam's Club Barbecue Tour begins again, and the registration for that is January 9th with open registration. We are in Region 1, and our contest will be at the North Charleston Sam's Club, and it's going to be on June 1st. So starting January 9th, if you're a KCBS member and you've got your entry fee and you've got a couple hours to act like you're calling into a radio show to get that busy signal trying to get those few slots that are available, you definitely want to start on January 9th because it fills up fast, from what I understand. So we got some great friends of the show that compete in that. Under Qology, went to the regional qualifiers in Tennessee last year after placing really high out there in the Sam's Club. So looking forward to doing that again this year. And that's a look at the calendar, Mark. What about you?
Yeah, we have a friend of ours calling in tonight, Brian Teague with Up in Smoke. He has a whole hog demo class coming up here. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year.
More time. Ready to get things rolling for 2013, trying to get the smoke rolling again. We did a bunch of catering over the holidays, so I'm still wiping smoke out of my eyes already, but wanted to come on tonight and kind of just throw out some specifics on our whole hog demo that we've got coming up. Me and my wife is the team, and we're going to be putting the whole hog demo on. We're going to go from start to finish, from raw hog, prepping it, trimming it, injecting it, rubbing it, seasoning it, cook timelines, getting it on the cooker, and we will have an old-fashioned hog picking sometime during the day with all the trimmings to kind of finish the class off. So if you enjoy barbecue, enjoy talking barbecue, or enjoy cooking it, this will be the class for you to come and spend some time with us and spend a day with people that do enjoy barbecue.
And Brian, I told somebody the other day, and I won't tell you which order, but somebody asked me if you were taking a class and they were doing whole hog, who would you want to go to class with? And your name and Tim Handy's were right at the top of the list. And I'm not going to tell you guys what order. Y'all just have to figure that out for yourself. But I'm going to tell you, both of you, I respect you with a whole hog. It takes a lot more talent to cook whole hogs than it does butts, as you well know. And even when you get a bad hog, sometimes you come out with a winner, don't you, Brian?
Yeah, that's the thing about the competition side of it. You have to put up all kind of crazy weather, and you know, the competition supplies the meat. So, you know, you could be looking at a 100-pound hog versus a 140-pound hog, and you start changing weight and swapping up weights and qualities of meat, and then you throw the weather bug in there on top of you. I mean, Tim can tell you, we've cooked out in the middle of some storms and raining and thunderstorms and 100-degree days. So it's kind of, I guess that's what kind of trips our trigger for the competition parts of it. So,
and I think there was two, maybe three whole hog contests last year, if I'm not mistaken. I think you won one and I won one. And then I think Hell Hole was a whole hog. I have to go back and look. I can tell you who won the Hell Hole event. So I'm looking forward to doing a few whole hog events this year.
Yeah, me too. It's a dying breed. I mean, there are very few contests anymore. Like you said, there was three last year, and I think that we're looking at three again this year. And I think my buddy from Hotlanta won the Hell Hole one down there in King Street, I believe it was.
No, you might have been, yeah. Okay, so that might be four then, because looks like Jackleg Barbecue won the Hell Hole Swamp May 5th last year.
And Rob won that one, so they had four last year, and I think those same four will be back on the board again this year. So we wanted to kind of throw this demo out there, just not for the competition guys. We will be building a competition box, and we will have a handful of judges on site to pick their brain to at least give us an insight what they're looking for, why they're looking for it, because, you know, Mark, you and Tim both are cookers just like we are, that we've built beautiful boxes and turned them in and have no clue why we come in eighth place. So we, at least with this demo, we'll have judges on site, and we'll be able to pick some judges and kind of beat them up a little bit and see if we can't figure out what they're looking for.
So you're gonna have everybody check their knives and guns at the door, right? Since you got judges coming on.
Yeah, we're gonna keep it safe and clean. All the things you gotta worry is the hog itself.
Hey, you know, it's always interesting to watch you and your wife work together as a team. You both have your own duties and all, and a lot of people don't think about that. You know, you have a partner or your wife or somebody works with them, and you have some special incentives for a spouse to attend or team members and everything. You want to tell us a little bit about that as well?
Sure. We tried to make this the best value out there going right now. We don't want to dig into people's pockets no deeper than they're willing to kick up. And like I said, me and my wife are the Up and Smoke Barbecue team, and there's a few husband and wife teams out there, and I'd like to get a little bit more, you know, enthusiasm out there for husbands and wives. So what we did, we offered a $200 entry fee for the first person, and the spouse can come for free. There's no other class out there in the state or anywhere, as far as I know, that offering a spouse for free. So that was one of the things we did to try to spur some interest, and also a teammate or a family member's half price. So we tried to make it, you know, very attractive to bring your teammate, bring a family member, or most definitely bring your spouse to it. I mean, it's free. Why not bring it, you know?
Absolutely. That's the best deal I've heard of in a long time. And you actually added another bonus, too. You're doing some rib prep and cook, I believe, too. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. We went ahead and added. We wanted to fill the slot out, not just spend all day long on a whole hog. So we're going to do a complete spare rib breakdown. We're going to show you the selection, the trimming, and the cutting a spare rib down to what they call a St. Louis-style competition rib. And we're also going to do, we've had a lot of requests to do some baby back stuff. So we're going to be cooking St. Louis-style ribs and baby backs, and we'll be building competition boxes and picking some judges' brains over that as well. So kind of an added bonus.
I think the baby backs go a long way. You know, backyard cookers for sure like to cook those. That's their rib of choice. I found out through most of my friends, they normally don't do any other type of rib except baby backs. So that's great that you kind of threw that in there as well. And this is coming up on January 26th, which is a Saturday up in McConnell's, which is easier, a lot easier to find than I thought it would be the first time I come up. But it is a nice country setting out there. So anything else you'd like to tell us, a way to get in contact with you about the class, phone number, et cetera?
My phone number, of course, it will be come directly to me. It would be 803-984-1798. or you can just email me at upandsmoke@comporium.net, and I'll get you any information you need from there. And we will have the run of the facility down in the country. It's a nice facility. Can fit about 200 people in there very easy with a full kitchen set up. It doesn't matter what the weather is. We've got a full cover out front, so the grills will be set up out of the weather, and we'll be inside in the heat or the air, depending on what we need. So it's an awesome setup for a hog demo for that day. So no matter what the weather is, don't worry about it being January. Come on out and enjoy.
Good deal. We love to come up there. We have something on that same date down in Hilton Head, but I would love to drive up for that. I'm going to tell you a funny story before I let you go. Is we were cooking, I won't mention the event, but you had an option of doing butts or whole hog. The last guy to get his hog, it was a whole hog at one time. It had been cut, so he had two hog halves, and both halves were left-hand side, and they were different sizes. So anyway, I don't know if you run across that before, but we had a blast laughing about that all night long.
Yep.
Anyway, hopefully someone won't show up at a competition like that and have that happen again. Anyway, it was funny for us. Give us something to talk about all night. Brian, it's always great having you on the show. We wish you the best of luck in the 2013 season. Look forward to talking to you next week again. And send us an app over. We'll post it on our Facebook page and make folks aware of it. So.
Okay. I appreciate it, Mark and Tim. You guys have a great New Year's, and we'll see you guys in the smoke in a few weeks.
Happy New Year.
Good night.
Bye.
Well, it's always great talking with Brian, and like I said, he is an expert when it comes to whole hog, because I know down, I think it was in King Street, he told me he had a tough hog, a tough time with it, and he still ended up taking first, I believe. Is that correct?
I think it was Lake City, if I'm not mistaken.
Lake City, that's right. For some reason, I get the two of those confused all the time. I know the vinegar's cheap down that way. I judged enough down there to know vinegar is cheap. So.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
So anyway, we have another caller coming in, Garland Hudgens with the Carolina Outdoor Barbecue Cooking Class. And hey, Garland.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on. It seems like the barbecue classes are getting real popular about this time of the year.
Yeah, they sure are. We've got Up in Smoke. We got Big GQ. We're going to actually have Jack Waybor coming on talking about Carolina Pitmasters, and then we're going to have some barbecue shop talk category-specific classes coming up after probably mid-February, first part of March. So absolutely, man. I tell you, there's a lot for the barbecue enthusiasts in the state to choose from.
Yeah, congratulations on selling out your class, JT. We're looking forward to our class coming up on February 16th, right there behind Valentine's Day. So we're excited about that. It's a perfect Valentine's present. And, of course, if you was to register for our class, we'll send you out a specialized gift certificate just for Valentine's Day for your barbecue honey.
Did you go barbecue any chocolate?
We probably work on something like that. Maybe a little pink pig on it or something.
That's right, some pig candy or something like that. Well,
good.
Well, tell our listeners a little bit about what they can expect from your class and, you know, kind of what their dollar gets them.
Well, we're real proud of our class. We've been able to sell it out for the last several years. We've had a lot of people come out of our class that has had a lot of success. We like to think our instructional techniques are one of the key components. We incorporate demonstrations, simulations, problem solving, collaboration, and of course, hands-on instructions. You learn by doing, and that's what we try to emphasize. We also, like I said, have that little a proven track record there. Several of our graduates have done very well. We're proud to announce one of our new instructors coming on board, Jeff Smith from the Smoke and Stacks Barbecue Team. They participated in our classes in 2012, and they managed to do very well on the SCBA circuit, qualify for the World Food Championship out in Las Vegas, and went there and took fourth place in pork in the nation. And we're happy to have Jeff Smith come on and teach our pork lesson.
Wow, that'd be a great add-on to it. I know that Jeff and his guys personally, I know they're top-notch when it comes to cooking pork, so that'd be a good add-on, I believe.
I think so, too. We're really excited to have him come on board. And there was one other point that was emphasized in reference to team participation, your wife, spouse, teammates, or whatever. We've had several entries that have already come in, and just one thing I would like to emphasize is, you know, if you're looking to learn barbecue on the competition side especially, you know, you want to not just learn with one of your teammates, you really want to bring in your whole team. Knowledge is power. If you bring in a team participation there, you have several people on your team that learn instead of, you know, one guy knowing everything and not being able to accurately share it with everybody. So I think team participation is great. You know, they always say, you know, your weakest link is, you know, you're only as strong as your weakest link. So, you know, if you're signing up for a barbecue class, whatever class it is, you might want to consider that. You know, just what, like mentioned earlier, your spouse, if that's your teammate, or you have your cousin, your uncle, your dad, or whatever, you know, the more people know and have that knowledge, the better and stronger your team will be.
That's true. That's why I'm a one-man team, because if things go right, I 100% know that I did it, and if things go wrong, I 100% know who to blame, and that's the judges. So, so I don't play well with others. That trophy don't split in so many ways, so I had to do the one-man team. But you're exactly right. You know, if you get folks in there who are all barbecue enthusiasts, especially these days, because I was reading on a few different forums about some different competitions where the vending, the split is going up between the percentages going up, so folks are not getting as much out of the vending. Entry fees are raising, some prize money is going down. So if you can get some folks together on a team and you can split a lot of those expenses and stuff, then it really does make a difference. So if you got everybody on the same sheet as well, so if you get a chance to bring your whole team to a class and get everybody, as I like to say, learned up, you know, and then they can go out there and kind of do their jobs and split the costs. It makes it a little bit more enjoyable. So you're exactly right there. Now, let's get the dates again and the location as well for any new listeners tuning in.
Well, I appreciate that. Again, it's February 16th. We're going to run the classes Saturday from 8 to 4. It is at the State Farmers Market in the Exhibition Kitchen. We're proud to have that location. It offers us video video presentation on our preparations. We're a hands-on area in the back. It is easy to sign up for. You can simply go to www.carolinaoutdoorcooking.com and download one of our registration forms and get yourself into the class. It is definitely not to be missed. It's a tell-all class, and we're proud to have JT Handy on board, too. And we're excited to be going bigger and better this year.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Well, thank you so much, Garland, for taking time to call in and letting our listeners know about it. So, again, check out CarolinaOutdoorCooking.com to get registered. And we've got some information up on the Facebook page. Just send us some information over to Barbecue Shop Talk, and we'll get you posted there. So look forward to it.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
You're welcome. Good night. I tell you, folks, you also got Jack Waybor with Carolina Pitmasters has got a great class coming up, and it's going to be in March. We're trying to get some scheduling confirmed with Jack. I know he's got a busy schedule out there with great TV also, so looking forward to getting him on the show here soon so he can talk about his upcoming classes as well. And there's also a class that I'm looking at trying to take. I really want to take that Rod Gray class with Pellet Envy. He's got one up in New York City, or in the New York area this year, that I'm going to try to get to on the East Coast if I'm able to do it. I had to book a trip to New York City last week, Mark, for my daughter's graduation. So we booked the airfare and looked at the hotel now. So I'm going to try to, you know, my wife doesn't know that, and I hope she's not listening to the show tonight. But we're definitely going to try to squeeze in a little barbecue class while we're up there in the New York area too. So looking forward to all the classes that are coming up. And folks, here at Barbecue Shop Talk, we like to promote everything that's South Carolina barbecue related. So if you've got some interesting information or some classes or events that you want to let us know about, please call in. We want to definitely promote everything that's going on in this great state when it comes to barbecue. So looking forward to all these great classes coming up. You know, go out there. If you can get to all of them, get to all of them. You know, but definitely check out a class, you know, before the season starts, because it's definitely going to help you. Whichever one you pick, I can guarantee you're going to learn something and you'll be able to apply it to the upcoming season.
Yep, and speaking of classes, you lightly touched on it, but we have classes starting up at least in March, and we have all those confirmed out within the next week and posted on the site starting in March every month. There'll be half-day classes, little block classes, category-specific, chicken, pork, ribs. We're doing a Mother's Day and a Father's Day, and we have an exciting class to start up. We'll get everything worked out for starting a team. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that you need to know about starting a team, how you organize a team, everything from checkbooks to finances, et cetera. And we're trying to put everything together right now. That will be out in the summer, so you can start a fall team up. So if you're considering it, get in touch with us, let us know, and we'll get you signed up for that class. It will be certainly be affordable, and there will be a lot of great information there. Looking to have one of the partners of a local financial firm come out and do a 15-minute presentation, and along with probably a 10- or 15-minute Q&A. And then, of course, you can always contact him separately beyond that. But, you know, some of the things you don't think about. And have a list of things you need to take. Monies outside of the entry fees is one thing that kind of surprised me the first time out. I said, oh, $200 is not too bad. When it was all said and done, I spent $450. I was like, where'd it go?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it. So, you know, it's little things like that that kind of sneak up and sometimes can take the fun out of it, because we won money that weekend, but we didn't cover. So it wasn't as much fun as it could have been. So get some of that information out there. And, of course, the Barbecue Shop Talk classes will be held in Columbia here at the South Carolina Farmers Market Exhibition Kitchen. And Tim does mainly most of the instruction. I'm there for support. And we're looking forward to these classes, and we'll be getting all the manuals and stuff here within the next week or so. So stay tuned in to Barbecue Shop Talk. Check us out on Facebook just to keep up with what's going on with our classes as well. Tim?
Yeah, we actually, all this talk about classes, folks, I know the season's starting up, so it's kind of the time for it. So let's move on now. Let's say we get one of these great classes, whether it's the Carolina Pitmasters, whether it's the Whole Hog Demo or Carolina Outdoor Cooking Class, or whether one of our category-specific classes at Barbecue Shop Talk. Now you've got the knowledge, now you got to put it to practical application. So we've got a few minutes left in tonight's show. What we want to do is start talking a little bit about how to pick out a cooker for the upcoming contest season. And we're going to go through a few points tonight, and then we'll pick it up again next week. So definitely tune in, and we'll go ahead and post a few of the points that we're talking about tonight on our Facebook. So get a chance to go check out our Facebook.
We do have a caller in from the upstate, I believe. 4958, you're on the line.
Hey, man, how's everybody doing? Tim, Mark, good to talk to you, man.
Hey, that's Daryl Mass. I recognize that voice.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hey, Daryl, appreciate you calling in. We wanted to thank you personally online and say thanks for last year, putting your faith and support behind us and Barbecue Shop Talk and all that you did for us and promotional, and then for me for Smoking Coals and Buzz's Butt Dust. You've done a lot for us, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule to call in and say hello.
Well, I'm doing a bunch of how-to videos to boost the amount of barbecue information on my website. And, you know, it's just, you know, chicken prep, rib prep. I'm going to do a Boston butt and a brisket. But for some reason, Mark, it just seems like Smoking Coals, Buzzard Butt Dust, and Smoking Coals Rub just finds it on every video.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. I'm not complaining. You know that, right?
Well, you know, it just happens to be some of the best product in the whole industry. And I've bought quite a few rubs now and sauces just to line it up for these videos to try to boost my website's ratings. And I tell you what, Mark, you really, honest to God, do have, especially Buzz's Butt Dust on Boston Butts. It's so good and red. It's got that nice flavor to it. You know, folks, everybody, take my word and go to www.smokingcoals.com and, man, cash in. Make sure you get a couple cases, because it doesn't matter what else you use. If you'll mix Smoking Coals or Buzz and Butt Dust in with what you're using, you're going to get a championship product out of it. I just guarantee it. But I was going to just tell you just a little bit. This next week, we're going down to Myron Mix's house, and we're going to do the barbecue memories class again, and he'll be going over how his dad, old Jack Sal, Jack Mixon, did it behind the store they had, and that's how Myron got started. And in the following week, we're going to go to Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to have some kind of a barbecue school out there with Malcolm Reed and Mark Lambert. And so we're going to go visit with them. But after that, I don't know. It's still up in the air. Got trying to make other plans and stuff. And y'all got some schools going on too, right?
Yeah, we're starting some up in March. We had our ladies' class that you were nice enough to come down and shoot a little bit for and back in November. And we've already had ladies calling wanting to get in this class, ready for us to do another one, and that will go off in May. But we're doing some category-specific classes. They're going to be held over the weekend, obviously, and just do them in a 4 or 5 hour block. And we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We encourage you, if you're available, to come on down and hit a couple of our classes, too. We fed you pretty well at the last one, I think.
Yeah, boy, it was good. That got me a big old plate before I left, and you know, one thing about y'all's classes that's really amazing is the amount of extra information. Now, Tim Handy stepped out, you know, out there in the exhibition kitchen at the farmer's market, South Carolina Grove, and boy, the amount of information. Tim, now, did you have to go to a university to pull all the information together? How'd you come about all that?
Oh, I don't know. I think that's the good Lord planted it in my heart and my soul, I guess, because barbecue has been a passion for a long time. So a lot of reading, a lot of research. You know, when we do classes, we like to definitely give you as much information as we can. So just a lot of research, and that's a passion for it.
Well, I'll tell you now, you took it all the way from the initiation down to the backyard attrition right there in the – I've really enjoyed it. I learned a lot, Tim, from you and Mark both down there. And,
good, we're glad.
Yeah, so, man, sign up for the class. Go to my little video, check it out. And Mark, how many you got signed up, boy?
We haven't even sent everything out yet. They're still in planning stages starting from March, but I'll look for us to book all of them out pretty quick. We got some partnerships that we're meeting about next week that will bring us a lot more press, and so we're we're excited about it, and we'll have some information for you to post on your site about our classes here within the next week or so.
Okay, well, just to let all the barbecuers know, I'm not doing any videos to compete with anybody but Amazing Ribs. You know, Amazing Ribs, I did some research. They had over 3.5 million visitors last year, and I kind of went over it. I mean, all it is cooking, and I haven't really done any cooking on my website. Now, I've let other people do some preps and stuff, but you can't give your schools away. And what I'm doing is just basic preps to try to draw some of that traffic because, you know, if I do get a big sponsor, I do hit the number, we all going to hit it because I'm going to sponsor everybody I can. We're going to send money back out. And so just bear with me and let's see what I can do about getting their analytics where they need to be.
Anytime you need some help, Big D, you know, all you got to do is call. We'll be there.
Okay, that sounds great.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good night. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you.
It's always good to hear from Daryl, and appreciate all the work he does through Barbecue Superstars. Tim, you were starting some information about some grill selection. You want to start that or just hold it and do it first up next week?
You know, I think we'll do it because, again, it's the fastest half hour in barbecue. We try to pack all the information we can in the fastest half hour. That way you're not sitting on trying to catch bits and pieces through a three-hour show, you know, so we like to just jam-pack with information. So what we'll do is maybe pick up with it on next week. I will go ahead and start posting some stuff on our Barbecue Shop Talk Facebook, and it'll talk a little bit about kind of identifying the pit you want to buy and fuel sources and how to transport it and, most important, resale value because, trust me, once you buy one, you're going to always be upgrading. So we'll post some of those tips on Facebook and maybe get into a little roundtable discussion about it on next week's show.
There you go. I'm looking forward to it. I always like to always pick up something, some good information anytime you're passing out tips. So we're looking forward to next week. And any closing remarks? Are you ready for some bluegrass?
I think I'm ready for some bluegrass, buddy. It's been a great show. We'll see you next week.
Good night, everyone.